Megan Shepherd and her family live on an old farm on 6 acres in the town of Etowah, near her native Brevard. They keep bees, chickens roam the backyard, there's a wooden shack that once stored corn, and there's a small rustic guest house where Shepherd, accompanied by her 6-year-old terrier mix, Bascom, does much of her writing.
As a writer, I spend so much time in my head, and I struggle with actually physically connecting to the world. And so to get out there and like have to breathe fresh air, have to work in the soil, be in nature, it's a really healthy lifestyle. I quickly discovered I'm a terrible gardener, and I'm still a terrible gardener, but I love it.
It's a stark contrast to the fantastical worlds Shepherd creates in her fiction for young adults. In much of her writing, Shepherd explores what it means to be human by contrasting and often morphing people with animals. It's a premise connecting several of her published novels, including her latest, Midnight Beauties, focusing on animals turned by a witch into her human servants.
I try to surround myself with animals, and you see a lot of personality in them and a lot of emotion in them. And so I think they're a good contrast for humans and kind of a good way to step outside of the human experience and look at humans from something else's perspective.
Shepherd grew up in the thick of literature. Her parents owned Highland Books in Brevard for 40 years. But after graduating Brevard High School's class of 2000, Shepherd joined the Peace Corps, worked with elementary schoolers in Senegal, and thought she would find a career somewhere overseas in international relations. All the while, she wrote.
When I first started writing, I was writing for younger kids, like picture book aged. And I wrote some really terrible picture books that never got published and shouldn't be published. And then every manuscript I wrote, the protagonists got a little bit older until I hit upon that teen voice. And that just kind of clicked for me.
After moving back to this area with her husband, Shepherd found the Great Smokies Writing Program through UNC Asheville. Her classmates included Constance Lombardo, J. Robin Brown, and Alexa Duncan, all who went on to author best-selling books. Through that program, Shepherd workshopped her book, The Madman's Daughter. It's a gothic thriller inspired by the H.G. Wells classic, The Island of Dr. Moreau. That launched a 3-book series through HarperCollins that landed Shepherd on the New York Times bestsellers list for young adult fiction.
A lot of people think that once you get published, everything you write then gets published. But I like to tell writing students I'm teaching, yeah, I have a 50% track record right now. So for every book I write that's been published, and I have 9 that are published, I have 9 more that are shelved that didn't sell or that I knew weren't good enough or that I had to abandon.
More than reflecting her evolution as a writer, Shepherd said her latest 2-book series illustrates the ear she has to her audience.
After you have a few books come out, you're used to hearing back from readers and reviews, and it just changes the way you think. It's not just you in a vacuum anymore. You know, you're really writing for teens or for people who might be influenced by your book, and there's a responsibility that comes with that. Even if I'm writing a book about fairy tale characters in a magical Paris, there's still characters that are facing struggles that I think young people can relate to. Questions of authority, power, you know, especially when it comes to female characters. So in a way, my books are unintentionally political.
With a 1-year-old son and a daughter due in December, Shepherd is still prolific. She came away from a recent retreat to her in-laws' cabin in Saluda with 14 new chapters of a book on the way.
Having kids and thinking about them growing up, it makes me think back to my own childhood, more middle school age, and I'm starting to write for slightly younger kids because they have reminded me of so much of what it feels like to be that age.
Shepherd is reading from Midnight Beauties August 14th at Malaprop's Books in Asheville and September 13th at Highland Books in Brevard. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.